the here and the first and now.
First and now, episode 24. We brought the mic, the
Hang
voice.
On, stop. Okay.
You don't look who's here.
You don't have like that pre-recorded? Like you don't have your intro done?
Well, we had an offer from someone to do one, and we ran into some contractual negotiation.
The voiceover guy you hear? You know? That's Live Baker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mike Riley,
everybody. I don't know what you're talking about that I hear. I don't actually listen to this podcast, so.
Yes, you do.
Well, never even heard it. What is it called?
And with that, well, good segue. It's a word we use in the business. It's called First and Now.
Segue?
This
the little
is
thing that you
24.
Ride? Little things you balance on and ride around?
And we have...
Good for you.
Normally, we have one quarterback.
I would pay... Hang on. I would
two.
Pay...
You go ahead.
I would pay good money to watch you do that.
To do what?
Baker on a segue?
Yeah, no. Baker on a segue.
Josh,
Baker said he'll do it if he can get five likes on Twitter.
Five likes on Twitter.
Five likes on
good,
Twitter.
Five right. Five likes on Twitter. That's a good week.
What's
for
up, the
me.
Ante? Seven. Seven likes, and Baker will be all over the team's Instagram on a
Whose
segue at some point.
Whose Twitter account are we doing it from? Because if it's from Baker's, we're not getting to seven.
Yeah.
But yours. Rakester 13.
Yep. Yeah. Done.
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 For the first time in 2020, it's Mike Riley, everybody.
Are we starting now?
We already okay. did.
Good.
How are you, big guy?
That's none of your business. Travis, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Travis
really
knows
good.
That because I've already been hanging out with him for like 4 days. This is the first time
I
you've
know.
Seen me.
He's
but...
getting sick of you. He came in, you know, he's him and George are trying to sell stuff back there, and all I hear is Travis saying, yeah, this Riley guy, he's sleeping on my couch, he's eating all my food, he's eating all my
this
candy.
This is Travis like, Lule. He's got yeah. a guest house that I'm in. I'm not sleeping on any couch.
The palatial estate down there in
guest house. It's 10 by 10. It's connected to the rest of the house.
It's at the top
Otherwise
of the stairs.
Known as a bedroom.
Yeah, but, you know, either way. It's
how
an
are you?
It's an in mother-in-law suite.
Other than being sick of Travis, how are you?
You're using sick too much, given the current state of affairs in this...
I know, it's tough
pandemic
times.
Pandemic that we have happening.
I did
here.
Wash my hands before we...
Can we talk about that first? Let's start with
yeah.
that.
What are your thoughts? Coronavirus.
Ooh, man. First of all, I live in Seattle, so it's mm-hmm. pandemonium down there. And I just don't understand why toilet paper is in such high demand. I don't get that. I want someone to explain that to me.
Yeah,
I don't know if there is an explanation.
You were asked about it on TV earlier this week, I know, but yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, people can wrap themselves up as a mummy, and that's a good
yeah.
surgical mask. I don't know. Travis, thoughts?
What do you got?
It's the lemur effect.
Lemur?
The
like
lemur effect.
Lamar Durant lemur?
Yeah, I heard that's a really endearing nickname of Lamar's. Yeah, one person buys toilet paper, and everyone goes, oh, I'm going to run out of toilet paper. I need to buy toilet paper.
That's a domino effect, isn't it? Isn't that
well,
the proper thing to say?
You've never heard of a lemur, have you?
I have, yeah.
No, you haven't. I can see it on your
it's
face.
Okay, Matt.
Furthermore,
yes,
you get terrified. Not well, not me, but you probably you do fit this mold. You go, oh, my gosh, they're going to run out of toilet paper. I better go buy some. And then they do run out of toilet paper because everyone's buying it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, new construction at my house. I saw this pandemic coming years ago
right.
when I designed my home, and I have a bidet in my bathroom now. So
well, of course you do.
I don't have
right?
to go race yeah. with the rest of the folks down to Costco for my my tissues.
So next time I come down to Seattle, I know I've got a place to stay. I know there's
first of all
fancy type.
The
of,
next time that you stay in Seattle will not be in my home. And secondly, if it was, you would not be
bedroom.
In the master bedroom using the master bathroom. It would be in this crazy false reality in the basement using the half bath.
I would say the one positive here is that Mike hasn't hugely changed from the person I knew before bidet, Mike Riley. He's still kind of the same dude.
Well, we've only
CFL
had it for
stardom
like,
hasn't changed him.
We've had it for a week, so give it time.
Fair enough.
Give it time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We had fun in Seattle that time we hung out, though. We went on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of stuff.
I think we almost got in
fun.
Trouble for shooting video up there with well, some yeah. copyright law.
Well, if we
thing.
Weren't in trouble before, we're going to be now.
Yeah.
Now that you let the cat out of the bag.
No, the statute of limitations is 1 year, I think.
I think it's seven, but so. Anyway. Yeah, that was a good time. I don't think they're going to let you across the border anymore.
No.
You get nervous and your face gets red and it looks like you have a fever, and that's a telltale sign that they're not going to let you across anymore.
Well,
so.
COVID-19 talk, right? I mean, wow. You can't take this stuff lightly. Well, before being up here this week, you've been in Seattle. You've been rebuilding your house. I saw the photo you posted of the family, had all those renovation boxes in the background.
Yeah, man.
What's that project been like?
Oh, it's been so much fun. Golly, I don't know what I'd do with my time if I wasn't busting my hump trying to have a place to live in.
Speaking of, I have an open faucet at my house that we never worked on.
No, we
didn't. I invited Mike up. As my
Travis actually asked we just played me Jeopardy to stay at his guest chateau,
Chateau Lule.
As payment, I had to help him fix his leaky faucet in his tub, and instead we watched 27 episodes of Jeopardy instead.
You can find full episodes on YouTube.
It's great. Yeah, there's no commercials. Bad. You don't have to watch Alex Trebek interview the people in between sessions in the first round.
That's one of my favorite parts, though.
That's not shocking that you like that part.
Media guy.
It's entertainment, Michael.
No, it's not. Also, yeah, man, it's been going good. We got moved in, and the roof hasn't fallen down yet, so that's good.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, it is. I watch a lot of HGTV. Homes on Homes.
That's what I was going to say. You remind me of like watching Homes on Homes. That's what I would envision your project like.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's not a joke about that. I mean, the roof, we don't need the 2020 season come crashing down because of a roof literally coming crashing down. So.
Wow. Nice.
You had all the right permits? Like, was all, nice all you were doing, man. Is this legal stuff? Like,
well, no. And now everyone knows that. So thank you.
We're letting
you.
A lot of cats out of the bag here. Well.
It's a risky
thing. Was permitted. That's why it's taken 7 years to do it, because apparently there's a long wait list in the city of Seattle to get anything done.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been quite the process. But, yeah, we're all legal. Thanks for your concern, though. I do appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I know a good lawyer in case something comes.
I bet you do. Know. I bet you've been in some legal issues before. Not the first time.
Well, you said it in the promo. We're not talking about last year, but this is your show today. You can talk about whatever you want, but you're in here with the coaches, getting all the install stuff we talk about. How exciting is it to be doing some football stuff this week, Michael?
It's been great, other than you coming in every 10 minutes to interrupt us. And when you're not in the office, we can still hear you. Yelling at people on the phone.
So here's what happened about 2 hours ago. I received a phone call from Paul McCallum. There's our shameless name drop for the episode.
Paul McCallum. That's the guy that Mike and I both held for.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Well, I said pardon.
I'm pretty much certain that I made his career for him.
And you're pretty much certain you heard my entire conversation on the phone.
Well, I can only hear your half of it.
I don't talk loud, do I?
No, but you
screamed. Well, your voice carries.
You don't talk loud, but you weren't talking. You were screaming, which is insanity.
So Mike Riley calls me on my cell phone after I hang up with Paul McCallum.
And from one wall away.
And I'm like, you're next door to me. He just said it. I've been walking in there every 10 minutes this week. No various obligations we got to get fulfilled. and he says, Mike, I'm next door to you here. He says, yeah, is your phone conversation over? We're trying to get our playbook sorted out here. I'm like, okay, well, I can't interfere with that.
Yeah, we're trying to work, man. I mean, this is honestly, at least just close your door and maybe put a towel underneath the little crack at the bottom.
Soundproof.
His walls are paper thin.
I was going to say, Mike, you've done some insulation work in walls. Let's see what you could drum up.
You could soundproof this office for us.
That'd be good. You know what? I would bring a roll of the nice Pink Panther insulation in and have you install it with no gloves on. Because that would cause you a fun week following.
Speaking of stuff we want filmed. So other than hearing...
Matt Baker rolling around. Bearskin on insulation, that's a good one.
Other than hearing my...
Moving on.
Other than hearing me on the phone from time to time, how's the week been up here?
Oh, it's so good, man. I can't wait to not tell you about any of it. Yeah. Got any other ones?
Travis? I mean, you're a football guy through and through.
It's been really good.
What are
Here's
you guys
thing.
Doing there this week?
Talking shop, baby. Talking football. Yeah, it's been really, it's not my first go around with Jordan as a coach. So
Jordan Maximick, offensive coordinator for our
Maximick.
Listeners. Yeah.
How did you say
Maximick? That's how he says it. That's right. I got to get used to that. Maximick.
Yeah, no, I've never called him that in the 7 years I've known him. Mick Simic.
Well, Rick Campbell had our coaches introduce themselves last week and give facts about themselves, and I just noticed that he referred to himself as Jordan Maximic. So.
Well, it's because he's messing with you.
Yeah, well, told he learned from the best.
Yeah, anyway, it's been really good, man. Yeah. We've been talking football. I'm not going to tell you about any of it on the air because I would give away the secret recipe, but it's been good. That's all you need
to
know.
Well, 3 years with Jordan and Edmonton, you led the league in passing every time, so safe to say you're happy to be reunited with our new OC.
I am, man. You know, I enjoyed working with Jarius. I've obviously known him for a long time.
Former teammate,
also a holder for Paul McCallum.
Yes. Okay, shout out Paul.
Wondering.
Holders in the building.
Well, he was around for a long time.
Fair.
So. Which one, Paul or Jarius?
Both. But Paul especially.
Yeah, both are true. Funny little side note. We'll get back to everything, all the other important stuff. But
sure.
I used to be the emergency kicker here at BC. Oh, bud. You ever seen anybody kick a 50-yard spiral from the ground? Yeah, I've done that.
Wally said he was the only one who knew how Mike was kicking spirals off the ground.
Wally's point kicking to me all the time, the he'd ground. Come up, I'd shank one, and then he'd stare at me, and he'd be like, No, Mike, just point your toe. And I was like, oh, that's all it takes. Okay. And then the next kick would go through the uprights, and he'd be like, see, told you. And I'd be like, no, I'm just only good 50% of the time.
No.
I'm not going to be.
Another.
It's a good impression.
On that line.
It's a good
on
impression,
that note,
by the way.
My first snap in the CFL was as a punter.
That's right.
So.
That's cool.
Take us back.
True
what was
story.
The,
you know
what?
I'd say you and Tommy DeMarco have that in common.
Yeah.
There's another blast. Yeah, he punted for Ottawa. He was like their
But he had played here first.
Yeah, but he was probably the only person I've ever seen be the starting quarterback for the game and the punter, which is awful because you're like, oh, man, we went 2-0. Like, that's already a crappy feeling as a quarterback. And you're like, oh, that means I have to punt.
Yeah.
Not good.
That was awful. Yeah. Did that in college. Thomas DeMarco, also the only size 15 foot and a sub 5'10 man I've ever known.
Yep. Tommy Tunu Blue
Shoes.
Shout
out Thomas. Tommy Tunu Blue Shoes. He'll know.
I got
He'll
the guy in record book here. I got it. So you had a punt back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Are you calling
and it was glorious.
Are you calling him a liar?
I'm not calling him
look
a liar.
Look it up.
I just,
look up the
look
2009
it up.
Punting statistics.
I will look it up.
Minimum one attempt.
I'll look it up.
I had a punt attempt
and
in
then
college.
Ask, I don't know. Who's a punter? Richie Leone, Ty Long.
Oh, here we go. I'm over.
John Ryan. Just see what their career averages are compared to my one.
Oh, okay, you're
just.
Play.
I mean, it's worth looking up. I don't know. I don't know the numbers.
This is one of those tainted stats, right?
How do you figure?
Well, one. Like, well, just like the.
How
Gretzky.
Far do you think you would punt it if you had one chance?
I took part in one.
No, answer
punt,
the
pass,
question.
Kick, contest as a peewee or a bantam. I think I was like 46 yards or something.
Yeah,
that's including that's including the bouncing and where the ball ends up.
We're talking about all three things combined?
Yeah.
The punt, the pass, and the kick?
I have the plaque in my parents' storage. I think I came in second.
Yeah, it's not in your parents' storage.
It's on your
mantle.
It's the first thing you see when you walk into our condo.
Right
it's,
next to your Mike Riley bobblehead.
Yeah, well, I've got a few of those. I got one
right
here.
Yeah, we all know you broke the wrist off of it. We discussed this last year.
Josh also damaged another one I had. And
where did it break? Where?
Oh, you can ask him.
Where did it break?
He just started drawing.
And who
all
did
over
the? You did the Lule one? That's disgusting.
Lule one what?
He's not going to take credit Lule for that.
Lule one what? There is a Mike Riley bobblehead that has been painted ginger. It is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Only see passing and rushing stats for Mr. Lule here on CFL.ca. So I'm good.
2009.
We're going to have to call Steve Daniel, get it sorted out.
I had
2009
one punt.
Punting stats.
I had
Look
one punt
up.
In college. And it was for 7 yards.
And that really was why there was one punt.
One
Mine
punt
was because
yards.
It was actually illegal. Julio Caravata rule.
Yes.
All this. All, see, our worlds are all
Hang
colliding
on, so
here.
Got flagged on it? They threw a flag?
No.
Fill our listeners in on
okay,
the Julio
so,
rule first.
So, okay. So, going back, to, you probably know the details of the Julio rumor. Here's the scenario. 2009, I punted in college. I was trying to make this team, and towards the end of training camp, Wally kind of says, "So, you know, Trev, I hear you punt. You could help us out there if you make the team." I'm like, "Totally, I'm a punter." So I'm like the emergency punter at practice. So I'm actually punting for the show team the first couple weeks of the season and all that. So 2 weeks into the season, second game of the season, I think the aforementioned Paul McCallum punt return happens. He tries to make a tackle.
Bad decision.
Yeah, Paul. He tears his MCL or his hamstring or something, right? So Paul gets hurt, and Wally looks at me, and the offense goes back out there quickly after. It's a two and out, and it's like Paul's still, you know, getting checked out, and it's like, well, who's going to punt? And everyone's looking. I guess I'm the emergency punter, right? Thought this scenario would ever happen. I'm the third quarterback. So I run out there, punt. It's a punt, right? Kicked it way left, big leg swing. Ball went left, rolled down there. Rolly Lombala dove on it. I think it was like a net negative 2 yard return because Rolly made a tackle for me. And so So I come off the field, and the official said, hey, that's the third quarterback. The third quarterback can't enter the game as a special teams player.
Oh, okay.
A la the Julio Caravata rule. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was not aware of that.
Next time Julio's on, get him to update exactly how that came to be, because they were sneaking him on the roster. He was Canadian. Something to do with him being Canadian and third, and he was punting, and they were hiding a roster spot. And so the rule came into be essentially for that reason. So they had informed Wally that, hey, you can't have that kid punt anymore. that random third stringer, you trotted out here to punt. So Paris Jackson finished the game as the punter. We're playing Hamilton at BC Place in 2009. So I have one punt to my name in my CFL career.
That's awesome. See?
Boom.
So there you go. There's an answer to a trivia question.
You are,
my first snap in the CFL was a punt. And I
that
was
makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember Wally telling me that I had to be technically the two.
Yeah, because you couldn't.
He was like, you're technically the two, but trust me, you're not the two quarterback. If something happens, Jarius is going in. I'm like, all right, cool. Also, side note to that, I'm kicking pregame one day, and Paul comes out and asks me what I'm doing, and I said, I'm kicking 50 yarders. I'm like 1 for 10. And Paul's like, why are you doing this? And I was like, well, I'm the emergency. If you get hurt, I got to kick. And he goes, oh, when is that going to happen? I said, I don't know. If you do something to your right foot and you can't kick anymore. And he says, yeah, okay. And he lines it up and boots a 50-yarder with his left foot through the uprights. And he's like, then I'll just do that. And I was like, I guess I've been wasting my time.
Well, fair enough.
I was like, well, on that note, I'm just going to go sit down in my locker and call it a day. That was cool. Yeah.
Awesome. 2020, some new additions on offense. A couple new receivers you're going to get to throw to, the likes of Rhymes and Holly, Caleb Holly, who I spoke with earlier this week. Shameless plug for bclions.com. A couple
is that
playmakers.
Who you're talking to? I heard you.
Yeah, you heard.
I
think you heard me on the
phone
there too. Thoughts on some of these new additions combined with some of the guys we've re-signed? You were out there with Lamar Durant earlier. How exciting is it, Mike?
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. Throwing some balls to some guys to have them catch it. It's going to be good.
That's how it's going to go, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the content you're here for, folks.
This is exactly why we brought him in, because he's, you know, it's funny, he's witty, he's a bit of a smart ass, but that's good.
You cannot say that
and
on this
Josh,
podcast. Are
Josh,
you kidding me?
No, it's a podcast we could say. We can swear. We just
you can say that?
To. Yep.
Can you say bullshit?
Can now.
All right.
And edit.
Yeah.
Sweet. What do you got? What word have you been waiting to say?
Travis doesn't swear.
Travis is way too good of a guy. I'm sick of it.
Football and video games was it, I guess. Now that I'm on the other side of both of those things.
Yeah.
Doesn't come out as often. Maybe if I got cut off in traffic and you endangered my child.
Oh, I can't wait to do that later. Can't wait to do it. I'm going to do it later. I'm going to see if you're telling the truth. Man, I'm super pumped about it, man. I think we got some good new pieces. You know, I think that Rhymes is a guy that's a big physical receiver that you can certainly do a lot of things with guys that are like that. And I think we should do a segment where you try to cover him and he just mosses you and throws you to the ground.
Rhymes, you're talking here.
What did I say?
Yeah. That's what you said.
Are you not paying attention?
I'm paying it. No, it was just.
What is happening right now?
Was caught off guard there. He throws me to the ground?
Well, it's certainly not going to be the other way around.
Yeah. No.
What is happening? Are you listening? Are you paying attention?
I think he's up for it.
Kind of tuned you out, to be honest.
What's in your coffee right now? Because it's not just coffee.
I'm not telling you what's in there. That's a good answer.
Hang on. So you can swear on this podcast and you can drink on the job doing it. That's insane.
Yeah. Who's going to stop us?
Well, that's a good point.
This is our show.
I don't know, maybe.
Well,
or Rick.
The power in this room is overwhelming.
But sorry to disappoint you.
It's probably a lot.
This is
people that could
this
stop
is
you.
Just coffee and a little bit of milk. And you bought me coffee earlier this week when we went downtown.
Yeah, man.
I was very appreciative of that. You left the cup in my car, but that's fine. Well, it's a souvenir cup.
Hey,
now,
man.
So.
You know what? Don't say I never got you anything. That $1.75 that I spent was
the medium double. That should be that coffee cup that's still in my cup holder that Mike Riley left.
Why did you leave it there? Clean your car, bro.
Because it's. I mean, what I'm saying is that should be in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame.
Why?
Well, because Mike Riley, fingerprints
Mike
are all over
medium,
it.
Medium, double-double.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
That medium, double-double, how many of those are ordered in a day in British Columbia?
Too many and not enough, both at the same time.
Over the course of this podcast recording, I'd say there's a few of them.
Here's a better question. Did you steal the little sticker off of it to try to put it on your little punch card to get a free one later?
I didn't. See, that's the rookie mistake right there.
There you go. Should have done it.
Yep.
So you're mad at me that I bought you a coffee?
I'm not mad at you.
I spent my hard-earned money to get you a coffee, and you couldn't throw my cup away?
Well, I did, yeah.
I thought you said it was still in there.
I prefer both of you to recycle it.
Okay, so you cuss on this podcast, you drink on the job, and you're lying now because you said it was still in your cup holder, but it's not?
I was just trying to be overdramatic.
This is crazy talk. I can't be affiliated with this. You can't air this episode.
No. It's too late, man. We're live.
This is live. Good.
Live.
Yeah, that's not in the budget.
Just over 2 months from training camp. We talked about you out there with the guys. Yeah, I can't
did
ask
we
a question.
Talk about that? I don't think we did.
No, we
you
didn't.
Asked it. We didn't talk about it.
It's starting to feel real, isn't it, Michael?
No.
Not yet.
Man, it's just a dream.
Yeah. Travis, anything
Travis,
bad
any
there?
Questions you'd
Travis
like to ask
hasn't
me,
asked
man?
Anything.
This
he's just letting me.
Man.
He's just letting us.
Yeah, I'm just taking this all in. Okay. There's some. I can tell you guys have both missed each other equally.
I missed him big time. I was. Yeah.
No, he was like tweeting me about it and stuff. It was weird.
I tweeted at you once. Come on.
Was it?
And I'm still on your wallpaper on your Twitter account.
You are.
That you claimed I was not, and I am.
Well, because the idea of that thing was it's the Canadian flag. On my Twitter wallpaper.
Didn't have any other Canadian flag pictures.
To be. No, did not.
Okay, cool.
Training camp, Kamloops. How exciting is it?
I love the segue attempts. He's gonna land one of them.
No, he's not.
I always do.
Here's the deal, Trav. What's new with you, man?
Not much on my end. You know, I'm just this weekly contributor here. So this is
how much does he pay you for this?
He gets paid what I get paid.
That should be zero.
Well,
not for him.
Terms of the contract are not disclosed.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Non-disclosure agreements.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kamloops.
Yeah. Dude, I'm excited about
it,
man.
What song? What is there a song or a soundtrack that brings you back to Kamloops? Maybe a time we carpooled.
Oh, what is the name of that?
Come on, Mike.
Oh, I gotta dig deep on this one. I'm gonna get back to you on that one. I can kind of almost hear the lyrics in my head, but no, Baker, I already know what you're gonna ask. I'm not gonna sing it. Sometimes does it start with sometimes?
Yeah.
It does. What song is it? You know, I know it because I said
I know
that.
You know it. What song is it?
Wait, didn't already know the answer to this question?
Some Nights?
Some Nights, that's what it is, yes. Yeah.
Fun,
okay.
You look lost.
Well, name it went from sometimes to, yeah.
Some Nights.
I'm stumped here.
It's okay. You
that's
your
literally,
computer.
We
it
literally the, named it.
Oh, you
some
named
nights
it,
Some Nights
okay.
by Fun.
Yeah.
By Fun.
Cue the music.
There you go.
Where
we have audio capabilities.
In.
Yep,
yeah.
We'll dub that in later on this live podcast. Cool.
Yeah. We talked a bit about coaching as well.
No, we didn't.
What about Rick Campbell? Your overall impressions of him?
We didn't talk about that.
You haven't talked to him yet? Sure, you have.
I didn't say that. I said we haven't talked about.
Well, now we are. Well, we got a few more moments here.
How long is this episode? How much time do we have? Perfect.
Yeah.
Putting the editing crew to work here.
I don't have to answer that, Baker. We don't have enough time.
Well,
do we have commercials and stuff like that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
No? Yeah?
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Getting differing opinions here. Does somebody sponsor this?
And Matt, go into your season ticket spiel. Go.
Here we go.
Well, I have to have the read in front of me. You guys can talk for a minute. And
hang on. You can't. You are on your 24th episode, and you can't memorize this? Garbage.
It's how bad I am, right? Because I'm spending all this time. It's perfect time, though. Yeah, here we go. Be part of the BC Lions 2020 story as a loyal season ticket
Somebody
holder.
Else needs to read this.
Join the excitement
anything.
As the team's chemistry continues to build towards what will be an unforgettable year. Along with an entire season of hair-raising action, you'll receive access to exclusive season ticket holder experiences, events, and offers.
I gotta ask
more info at bclions.com.
Why did you change your posture just to tell that story? Why was your back so straight and like
is that that's the just
only way that you can read?
It's just one of my rituals, that's all.
That was weird, man. You know what? I'm glad that this is just audio, because if people saw that, they would be freaked out.
Well, next time we'll have to film it, so.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Sorry, man.
All right, before we let you go, what else you got going on today?
Dude, I'm super excited to play for Rick Campbell, man. Good. You kidding me? How come you didn't ask me about that?
Yeah, just.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
We were talking about segues.
When are we going to talk about football?
Right now, Rick Campbell, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's a seasoned veteran coach in this league that has coached in pretty much every Grey Cup since 2015 that I know
seems
of,
like, yeah.
At least all but one or two. So, man, he's an interesting character, man. He's a very good coach, and he's got a good sense of humor, but you got to crack the code a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no chance that you're going to be able to do that. So you're missing out, dude.
Any interactions with him prior to his hire here that you recall? I mean, I knew you faced him in a Grey Cup back in 2015, was it?
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally wrote that in the media guide, so you knew that.
I did, yeah. Just seemed our games with Ottawa over the years, it just seemed like those Red Blacks teams, Travis, you can attest to this, always came prepared, right? That's a big part of what Rick Campbell's about, too. Is that fair to say?
I always thought Rick had, Rick's teams were always well coached. And it's a good thing that they won the Grey Cup the year after Mike beat them so that Rick could get rid of the little Riley 13 voodoo doll he had on his wall for the next year.
Yeah, seriously.
So now they're working together. But, Rick's teams have always been really well coached and well prepared.
Awesome. Well, I know Josh here has a couple more commitments for you before you have your post-lunch football meetings, so we'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, man, it's been a blast.
Thanks for getting up early and buying
me a
coffee.
It's been a pleasure.
That was good.
Is there a question mark at the
end of
that?
Who put the question mark on the teleprompter? Oh.
Thanks, Michael.
This couldn't have ended soon enough.
Well, that's why you're here.
No, I'm here because Travis is here. If it was just me and you, I wouldn't
true.
Be
yeah.
here.
You're welcome.
That wouldn't
bring
go
in
over
the towel.
Well. All right,
do you want to redo your thing that you're... I want to see that. Here, give us the spiel one more time.
No, that was perfect.
No,
I don't want to screw it up.
Try to do it without the straight back.
Try to do the read again without
the...
So what do you say? I like stood up like this or something, right? Is that what it was?
That's just...
I mean, I'm not
a
saying
method
that
of projection,
you did it. I'm saying
if
that
you will.
Whatever it was that you did looked scary.
I'll work on it next time. How's that?
It's not going to get any better, so no.
Thanks, Michael.
Just leave it.